This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ubufakazi basemfuleni. Isiqephu samashumi amathathu nanye 31. Lolu hlelo ulethulelwa ngabakwa Trans World Radio. Lulungiselwe lwakhiwa ukuze lulalelwe ngabantwana abancane.
Ufika usipho esikoleni. Ufika nje abantwana sebeqoqene ndawonye ngaphandle. Sebelungiselela uhambo lwabo lwe-design and technology. Uqhamuke uthisha wakhe ethukuthele egane unwabo. Simuzwe ethi,
"Uphuma yaphi?"
"Udabolude se. Ubabuye uzokhuluma nothisha omkhulu mayelana nalokho bekungibambile. Nanzi nencwadi ayibhalile shinja."
"Ngizwile ukuthi kukhona umuntu okhohle ukuvalisisa kahle isibaya izolo. Nokuthi kuze kwadingeka ukuba kuyofunwa imbuzi ebilahlekile."
"Kunjalo se, bekuliphutha lami ukuthi isango lingavaleki kahle. Bengibhizi kakhulu ngilungiselela le outing ye-design and technology. Ngase ngicela udadewethu ukuthi angisize angingenise izimbuzi."
"Angazi nje ukuthi uthisha omkhulu uzokubhanisha thini. Kodwa-ke ngizodinga ukuthi wenze wonke umsebenzi wakho wesikole. Kuzothi uma sesibuya esikhonto mese siyakhuluma nge-detention yakho."
"Yes sir, ngiyaxolisa."
"Kodwa yilokho manje. Asibe nesikhathi esimnandi nje sale outing. Aphi la madrongo athe akhona?"
"Engathi ngokhohlwe ekhaya."
"Uzothi uyadlala. Ngebhadi siyahamba khona manje."
Kufike uTendai ephuma ekhanyeni. Uhamba nendodana yakhe uMumo. Simuzwa esememeza. "Hey Sipho."
"Sawona malume Tendai. Amunye, kwenzani lapho?"
"Sawubona Sipho.
Awuzwanga yini ngihamba nani ukwese khona?"
"Hawu, ngaze ngajabula."
"Sanibona mnumzane Chirumba, kanye nawe Muyo."
"Sawubona Mr. Kumar."
"Ngiyakholwa ukuthi Sipho akakukhathazi ngalutho lapho."
"Hawu, bengicabanga ukuthi uyazi ukuthi uSipho lo wake wafika kimi lapha ekhanyeni."
"Bekunini lapho?"
"Wawina umkomelo kunyaka odlule."
"Oh, bengingakafiki lapha eChitichiti. Sengiyabona manje futhi sengiyazi ukuthi kanti yini ehlakaniphe kangaka emsebenzini wezandla."
"Yebo, kunjalo. Awusho, ingabe abafana sebelungile?"
"Bengisabheka iregista, engathi bonke sebephelele."
"Umsebenzi omningi kumele siwenze kulezi zinsuku ezimbili esinazo. Kuzomele sinyakaze ngempela. Kulungile bafana. Bakushane yonke imithwalo le yenu ekalishini. Sizobe sesingena indlela."
"Yes sir."
Sizwa abafana bejabule bekhululekile njengoba belibangise khona benu le esekhondo.
"Mina ngenza kahle kakhulu ebholeni, hhayi emsebenzini wezandla. Angikwazi ngisho nokubopha ifindo."
"Ngakwazi nje usiko ukhona."
"Yebo, ngazi lokho kubalulekile. Ngiyakwazi nje ukuhlanganisa izinto."
"Kukhona nje osake wakwenza njengetafula kanje?"
"Angikazi, kodwa kukhona amabhokisi oseke ngawenza. Ngasiza nobaba ngesikhathi ebuyeni."
"Kanti kungcono, uzoba ngcono."
"Wazi kanjani?"
"Ngoba uyakwazi ukwenza lezi zinto ezibalulekile. Nami ngangifana nawe kuqala."
"Ngikukholwa ukuthi wena wenza i-finish izinto ezikhulu kanje."
"Akusafani manje, sewukhona umahluko. Ngiyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyangisiza ngakho. Unginikile leli khona."
"Oh, sengizwile ngawe. Ngomunye wala bantu abaya esontweni."
"Uyangihlekisa indlela osho ngayo. Kodwa anginani, ngiqinisile. Ayikho inkinga yokuthi yenze uNkulunkulu umngani wami."
"Ine?"
"Uma unikela impilo yakho kuJesu Kristu, yena uba ngumngani wakho weqiniso."
"Pho lokhu kukusiza kanjani wena emsebenzini wakho wezandla?"
"Ufuna ukuthi ubone enye into. Ila isikhomeni. Uyazi ukuthi yini le?"
"Kubukeka sengathi yimbewu."
"Uqinisile. I-mustard seed. Le nhlamvu encane kanje, uma uyitshala, iyakhula ibe isihlahla esikhulu. Abantu bangathola umthunzi kuso."
"Angikukholwa. Nomzane Chirumba, uSipho uthi le mustard seed ingakhula ibe isihlahla esikhulu. Uqinisile?"
"USipho uqinisile. Singakhula sibe isihlahla esikhulu, abantu abangama ngaphansi kwaso."
"Wow."
"Ungamngabazi uSipho. Uyazazi lezi zinto."
Ngicabanga ukuthi sengiyabona ke manje.
Singabalandeli baka Jesu siyazi ukuthi yena uyasisiza ukona konke esilindwe.
Ngempela.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi uma nginenkinga, ngicela uJesu ukuba ngisize ebese enze njalo.
Nemsebenzi wakho wokubaza.
Inoko ebengike ngaluzo.
Akusize.
Yebo. Ngoba nginokukholwa kuye uJesu indodana kaNkulunkulu. UJesu efundisa abafundi bakhe ukukholwa. Usitshele iBhayibhelini ukuthi encwadini kaLuke 17:6. Uma sinokukholwa okungangenhlamvu yesinakwa, singathi kumthombo simbuka utshaleke olwandle. Buya kusilalela.
Sibezwa bethezukela ngakuyo ifeke.
Awani lawa amanye amabhilidi?
Lawaya, amanye amabhilidi ahlala izinkulu. Ngale ila kulala khona abasebenzi.
Sizolala la, belala khona nathi. Kwazi kwamnandi lokho. Ngicabanga ukuthi nami ngifuna ukusebenza ngomsebenzi.
Ningabeka zonke izinto zenu lapho phansi. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi nibuye emva kwa 30 minutes.
Bengingazi ukuthi iflethi inomsindo kanje.
Kodwa ukho la ngaphakathi emadini.
Sipho, ngifuna nje ukuthi ukhulume ngalo Jesu. Waze kanjani ukuthi uyakusiza?
Ngamamukela njengenkosi nomsindisi ngonyaka odlule. Njengoba ngiyazama ukuphilela yena, usengisizile.
Kodwa kanjani?
Ngendlela engiphila ngayo, ngakulokhu engikusho, ngendlela engenza ngayo izinto. Izinto ezinkulu nezincane, isibonelo nje. Uma ngizibiza ngomlandeli kaJesu, ilokhu engikudinga ukuthi ngikwenze.
Ini?
Ngilandele uJesu.
Hayi kabi. Kodwa ngiye ngibona labantu abathe babazalwane. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi bayibo ngempela.
Kunomahluko okwazi ngoJesu nokumlandela.
Yini ke umehluko?
Ake sibheke eBhayibhelini encwadini kaLuke 6, verse 22. Ithi, ngokuba awukho muthi omuhle othela isithelo esimbi, futhi nomuthi omubi awutheli isithelo esimbi.
Yini yenza umuntu abe kahle?
UJesu. Uma ufuna ukumazi yena, uJesu uthethelela zonke izono zakho, ebese uba umuntu owenza okubi.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngiyabona.
Sizwa uTendai ehamba nabafana balibangise eFebi. Bakhombisa konke, simuzwa esethi, ngiyabona-ke bafana ukuthi akukho lutho olumoshekayo. Ngisho ledasti le iyabutha ebese iyadayiswa.
Okumele sikuqaphele-ke ukuthi awusizi zonke izihlahla esizibazayo laphaya esigodini sethu. Uma sesiphindela emuva, sizothatha lezi zihlahla ezingu-20 ezibizwa ngokuthi saplings ukuze sizitshale phela laphaya kwi-AIDS home. Lezi zinikelwe uye umnumzane Chiruma. Kuzoba umsebenzi wenu-ke bafana ukuthi nizitshale futhi nizimisele.
Inkinga enkulu esibhekene nayo esikhathini samanje ukuthi abantu abaningi sisika izihlahla ukuze baphele ngazo.
Ezinye zezihlahla zenza isikhwambane lapho uJesu afa khona. Angithi kunjalo mina.
Kunjalo sibo. Nokho wafa ngendlela ebuhlungu nesihlungu. Sizwa umnumzane Khamara eqoqela abafana ndawonye kuze akhulume nabo mayelana neprojekthi yabo. Sizwa ukuvunga.
Ngaphambi kokuthi siye elantini, ngifuna ukukhuluma nani mayelana nokuthi sizokwenzani emva kwelantini. Sizochitha isikhathi esiningi efactory nomnumzane Chiruma.
Sizonikhombisa sinifundise ukuthi izinkulu zilungiselela kanjani ngaphambi kokuthi zisikwe.
Ngamunye ngamunye umuntu uzohamba ne-team akuyo baye ehlathini. La bazofike bakhombise khona ukuthi usikhetha kanjani isihlahla.
Kuzothi-ke ntambama sikhulume nani mayelana ne-furniture building project ekuzomele nayo niyenze ye-AIDS home. Umnumzane Chirumba kanye nomunye bazobe bekhona ukunisiza.
Sizonisiza ukuthi sinilekelele ukudweba ama-plan, emibhede, amatafula, izihlalo kanye namakhabethi.
Emasontweni amabili kuzomele sihambe siye ekhanyeni. Siyeko kwakha ifenitsha.
Sizwa umnumzane Khamara kanye nomunya abaze bekile phansi bakhuluma nabafana mayelana le project yabo.
Indlela esizoyenza ngayo le project izothi ukuhluka njani. Ngizosebenza ngama-team, kuzoba khona ama-team amane. Kuzochaza konke lokhu umuntu.
Ngibona ukuthi mithi ukuthula bese kuzothi ngikwamisile kuma-team. Nizoba bani ngayinye.
Ilowo nalowo uzoba nethuba lakhe lokuthi adwebe, asike, akhe, apeyinte.
Ngilindeleke ukuthi nenze izinhlobo ezinye zefenisha.
Sizobe sesikhetha i-design ezobe idla umhlanganiso ethimini ngayini.
Yebo Teboho.
Kodwa mina angikazi ngakwenza lokhu mnumzane. Angazi ukuthi kumele ngenzeni.
Teboho, ingakho nje kumele isebenze njengethimi.
Ingakho nje abanye benu bekwazi ukudweba. Abanye bayakwazi nokusebenza ngezandla. Kuzomele nisebenze ndawonye.
Sizwa abafana beqoqole ndawonye. Bethamele umlilo ophambi kwabo. Sizwa uTendai ebaxoxela indaba ethi. Okunye okwalandela engikwaziyo ukuthi le ndlu yani yangijala ngangijima kakhulu ngithishe ukuzithuma.
Kanti thina asiqhamuki yini kuma-apps nomzamo.
Uma ufunda uGenesis 1:27 uthi uNkulunkulu wamdala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe, wamdala ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu, wabadala wesilisa nosifazane. Uyabona ke Thabani siqhamuki kuma-apps. Imani bo, imani bo, musani umhlela wenze kahle wabuza lo mbuzo muhle kakhulu ngoba nina nonke abanye benisaba ukubuza. Kumele nazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akagcinanga ukuthi asidale kodwa unenjongo ezimpilo zethu. Njengoba ngike ngasho ekuqaleni ngathi uma sibheka leya ncwadi kaJohane esiyifundile sizokuthola lokho. Sicela ukuthi usifundele sibo uveswa.
Mina ngingumvini owona wona. Ubaba ungumlimi.
Ake ufunde noverse 4 kanye no-12 13.
Verse 4. Hlalani kimi nami kimi. Njengalokhu igatsha lingethele izithelo ngokwalo. Kuphela uma lihlala emvinini. Kunjalo nani. Kuphela uma nihlala kimi. Verse 12. Yilo umyalo wami wokuba nithandane njengalokhu ngimthandile. Verse 13. Akakho onothando olukhulu kunalolo ukuba adele uphila wakhe ngenxa yabahlobo bakhe.
Ilokhu ke bafowethu uJesu akwenza. Wafa esiphambanene ngenxa yezono zethu. Uma izono zakho zihlanzwa, nawe ungaba yelinye lamagatsha akhuluma ngalo lapha. Nanjengoba esho ukuthi uzokunakekela.
Uma futhi singamamukeli uJesu, sifaniswa lapha njengalamagatsha. Wona anqunywayo nawo aphulwayo emvini.
Futhi angeke sikwazi ukuthela izithelo ezinhle, angithi?
Yebo, uqinisile lapho.
Nami ngiyafuna kube yingxenye esivini sikaJesu. Ngingenza kanjani?
Ngaphambi kokuthi ngikhulume nawe malana nalokho, Thaba, akekho futhi omunye ofuna ukuhlanganisa noJesu. Sibo, ngicela ukuthi ungifundele uJohane 3:16-17.
Uba uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka, waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa, ukuba yilowo nalowo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi, kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade. Ngokuba uNkulunkulu ayithumelanga indodana ezweni ukuba yahlulele izwe, kodwa ukuba izwe lisindiswe ngayo.
Nawe ungamazi uJesu njengamanje. Akekho omunye ofisa ukuphendula kulesi simemo. Akekho, abanye benu bangahamba baye emadomeni nomnumzane Khanyile.
Hayi mzakwethu, asibambe lapho. Khumbula phela ukuthi lo mdlalo uqoshwe walungiswa kwaba kwa Christian Outreach Media eBotazil. Kodwa ke uma ufisa ukusibhalela, ungasibhalela kuleli kheli elithi ubufakazi basemfuleni, Trans World Radio, P.O. Box 1039, Pinetown 3600. Noma ake ushayele ucingo kule nombolo ikhodi
031-777-6010, 031-777-6010.
Baphulaphuli be Radio Cape pulpit eseBellville eCape Town ngegama leNkosi yethu uYesu Kristu. Niboliswa ke ngumfundisi uGwengu. Amen. Ozono zakhe sixolele umthana kakhulu Yesu. Ndisikeleleke kakhulu kuba ndibe nani ngelixesha ngegama leNkosi sizothetha ngobuhle beNkosi yethu uYesu Kristu. Amen. Emva koba sigqibelene ke kwixesha esisuka kulo. Amen. Sithetha ngento ezimnandi. UYesu uyamnceda umuntu, ndingayibeka nje loo nto ukuthi uYesu uyamnceda umuntu futhi ke umnceda ade aphumelele. Alibonke igama leNkosi, sibubungqina baloo nto egameni leNkosi. Bathandekayo, apha esiphakathi nonyaka sibonga ubuhle beNkosi, sibonga uthando, sibonga izibele ezwanele wonke umhlaba. Ewe, kulungile bazalwane ukumkhonza uYesu ngelixesha elinjena. Kuyabonakala ukuthi enyanisweni uYesu uyabuya yena, and liza ukhala icelongo simhlangabeze. Malibonke igama leNkosi. Into thina kumele siyenze ke ngoba sisazi bo uYesu uyabuya. Amen. Bathalika masizimisele kubeni sibe ngathi siyasondela pha kuye ukuze sikwazi uba sifumaneke. Inkosi yoxolo ke insikelele. Sawufunda ke bazalwane ke iBhayibhile zethu pha kwincwadi zike Exodus chapter yes 14. Sifunde ke, nza kuqala pha kodwa ke apho niqonde khona, ndiqonde pha ku verse 21. Sake siqale ke mhlamba abaphezulwana. Amen. Ngake sifunde napha ku verse 6 uqala, sehleka kuhle nayo kwenzela ba at least i-background yayo bakwazi ukuyazi abazalwane babe kuthethwa ngantoni apha. Ithi ke iBhayibhile yabe wayibona inqwelo yakhe yokulwa, wabathabatha abantu bakhe bahamba naye. Wathabatha amakhulu amathathu enqwelo zokulwa ezikhethiweyo neenqwele zokulwa zaseyiphutha nabaphathi mikhosi phezu kwazo zonke ziphela. Uthi uverse 8, Yehova wayenza lukhuni inhliziyo kaFaro kumkani waseyiphutha, wabasukela onyana bakaIsrayeli. Baye onyana bakaIsrayeli bephume ngesandla esiphakamileyo, amaYiphutha abasukela enamahashi onke enqwelo zokulwa kaFaro nakhwelwayo akhe nempi yakhe. Afika kubo bemise intente ngaselwandle ngasepi Ahihorot phambi kweBhahali Tsefon. Wasondela uFaro waphakamisa amehlo akhe, amehlo abo onyana bakaIsrayeli nangu amaYiphutha efake emva kwabo, boyika kunene bakhala onyana bakaIsrayeli kuYehova. Wathi uMoses kungokuba bekungekho, bathi kuMoses kungokuba bekungekho mangcwabana eYiphutha le nto usithabathileyo ukuba sifele enhlango apha, yini na ukuba usenze into enje usikhupho eYiphutha? Sililo na ilizwi ebeselithetha kuwe eYiphutha sisithi kuwe, siyeke siwakhonza amaYiphutha kuba kube sikusilungile kanye ukuba siwakhonza amaYiphutha kunokuba sifele kule nhlango. Mandihambe ke ndiyofika phaa ku-21. Awufika apha ku-number 21 uyawufumana apha ivesi ithi, uMoses wasalusa isandla sakhe phezu kolwandle walumkisa uYehova ulwandle ngomoya wasempumalanga onamandla bonke obobusuku. Wawenza umhlaba owomile ulwandle, ahlulelana amanzi. Amen. Molweni bathandekayo. Uba siyabheka apha kungexesha kuthathwa amaIsrayeli esuswa eGibhetha emva koba ebehleli phayana ixesha elide, kanti uThixo usawakhumbula. Alibonke igama leNkosi kuba kuyenzeka ube sengxakini ixesha elide uthi ufike endaweni apho ucinga into yobana inoba kwauThixo lo akasakukhumbuli, kanti uThixo uyakukhumbula. Sibona ke isethembiso sakhe uThixo uyasigcina noba izinto zingabonakala sengathi uhamba kancinci ukuzifix izinto ipromises mhlawumbe ukuzifulfilla kodwa ke okusalayo yena uyazifixa malibonke malengo futhi akabi late engabikho na early but ungexesha elilungileyo ama Israel wabone ngaphaya eGibhotha and ahlela iminyaka emininzi kakhulu phaya malibongwe igama lenkosi kangangento bana bade bafa abanye babo babepha abadala bengakhange balifumane lithuba loba bathathwe bazobekwa kwilizwe labo ababesuka kulo oyisemkhulu amen only bahlala nje kwimpilo yokwethenjiswa ithi iBhayibheli mawufunda phama yebere balangazelela amen kunoma mengakhangi abanye bade balifumana ithuba loba bahlanguleke phaya kodwa babengabayambona lo ongabonwayo malibonke igama lenkosi amen bahlala ke ngokholo ithi iBhayibheli ke bazalwane sibona uMoses efika phaya eGibhete ethunywe nguThixo emva koba ebengcancazela emehlweni kaFaro engazi ba uzawuthetha ntoni phambi kofaro ngoba ufaro ubengumgculeli nombulali indoda eqhelene namagazi ezilwayo izimpi izipase noMoses uyayazi into yobana le ndoda azawufeyisana nayo akafeyisani nendoda nje kodwa ufeyisana nendoda eqhele ukulwa xa ezimejarisha noba eziweyisha yena noFaro wafumasa into yobana no uyingcucwana kho nto azawuyenza kuFaro nikhona ke baphulaphula ithi iBhayibhile ke bazalwane xa uthi uyayifuna iBhayibhile apha ithi ke amen ufikile kuMoses wayiperforma ke imiracles imimangaliso emangalisayo phayana sibona amen amanzi ejike baligazi sibona kuvuka amen haleluya kuthiwa inkumbi malibonke igama lenkosi sibona izwe laseGibhetha litshintsha libe mnyama kodwa izwe lika Israeli lihlale lona lisemhlophe sibona into ezininzi kufana namadoda zonke amen avula izizalo yonke nje into ekuthi ivula izizalo kuthiwa yaba ngayefayo phaya uThixo ezama ukubabonisa ukuthi abantu bakhe uyabafuna doesn't matter ukuthi uFaro use comfortable kangakanani ububukho babo kodwa ngoku sekufike lapho uThixo edecide khona ukuthi akasakwazi kuyinyamezela into okubana akhalelwe ngabantu bakhe abaseyiphutha ngenxa yabantu ababakhonzisa kakubi uthi ke kuMoses ndihlile ngoku hamba uye kuFaro uxelele akhuphe abantu bami malibongwe ke igama lenkosi sibona ke bazalwane mawufika le kule vesi sebephumile lapha eEgypt laba bantu sebeyihamba idistance kodwa kuthiwe masebephambili alibongwe igama lenkosi kwabonakala emva kwabo kuthembende abantwana bakwa Israel ngoba uthi iBhayibhile uFaro wayenziwe lukhuni inhloko okanye ingqondo esenziwe ngabomu nguThixo ukuze awabona amandla kaThixo ukuthi uThixo akangomuntu wakuthi xa ethethile esithi makube nje kube khona umuntu one rights zokuma aphikise afight against lento ethethwa nguThixo malibonke abale nkosi yonke lento xa wayiqinelwa inhloko wayesenza ngamasibomu uthi ukuze aperforme umangaliso wakhe aze asibone isandla sikaThixo esithenxe kuthiwa abantu nabe babona abantwana basefilisti besize emva kwabo amen abantwana baseGibhetha babebona phambi kwabo bengeyingekho indlela yoba bazakwazi ukuthi babaleke ngoba kwabe kuthe zinzi ulwandle phambi kwabo so bebengakwazi ukuphinda emva ngoba baza bulawa ngabantwana bakwaFaro baphinde bangakwazi ukuwela ngoba phambi kwabo kubonakala sekunomnelini ne ocean isiba zalwane eyayiza bazulumbela bafele phayana bayakhala ke ngoku Moses babuzi ba Moses ebengekho na amangcwabe eGibhetha apho besinokungcwatyelwa khona at least kubade baveza into ethi bekukhona ukudla bekusilungele kanye uba sibakhonze laba bantu kunoba sizofela kule ndawo malibonke igama lenkosi xa uyothi uyayifumana kwibhayibhile Moses ethetha nabo uthi misane nulubone usindisa uThixo anosindisa ngalo namhlanje ngoba la majiputa niwabonayo anisakuphinde niwabone naphakade emolweni baphulaphuli ngegama lenkosi yethu enguYesu Kristu xa ufika ke kule ndawo lapho ke ngoku uMoses eseveza amandla kaThixo phambi kwakhe malibonke igama lenkosi ulwandle ebalibhekene nalo malibonke igama bengasekho ixesha loba makathandaze kodwa beyiselixesha loba uThixo aveze ummangaliso thi iBhayibhile ke bazalwane wasiphakamisa uMoses isandla sakhe phezu kolwandle amanzi aduduleka ngalomini bazalwane kuthiwa kwaduduleka avuleka macala omabini bawela abantwana bakwa-Israyeli malibonke igama lenkosi wathi noFaro xa eyayibona le nto ecinga into yobana kuvulelwe wonke umntu akubona bonke bantu abavulelwayo bazalwane kuvulelwa abo bantu uThixo athandile nabakhethile uba ngasike abavulele malibonke igama lenkosi uvulela abantu abanga bazawuyenza intando ya akhe malibonke igama lenkosi uvulela abantu abasenhliziyweni yakhe uThixo kuthiwa bangena abantwana bakwa-Israyeli bawele kuthiwa mabephakathi sebezawuphuma malibonke igama lenkosi kwabonakala nawo amafia ama-Israyeli amanantsi kamagiputa engena kolulwandle xhalathelene neenqwele zawo zokulwa kunye namahashi malibonke igama lenkosi wathula uThixo wangathi akekho ngoba uyathula uThixo abe ngathi akanayo impendulo enguThixo nempendulo wabayeka nje baphuma abantwana bakwa-Israyeli thwe masebe phakathi abantwana basegiphetha walibuyisa uThixo ulwandle malibonke igama lenkosi labazulumbela kuthiwa kwafa kwaqhawuka zonke iinqwele balibaziseka abantwana basigiphetha uba bakwazi ukubafumana abantwana bakwa-Israel malibonke igama lenkosi amen bathi baphuma bonke kuthiwa labuya ulwandle lazithatha zonke iinqwele lathatha amadoda lathatha wonke umntu owayekhona ehlaselwa ngoba abazalwane okaThixo akanqotshwa malibonke igama lenkosi okaThixo akanqotshwa malibonke igama khona iBhayibhile indoda etshoyo ezwini ithi namhlanje ndigugile sendimdala ndikaze ndambona bona okaJehova enqotshwa nabo abantwana bakwa-Israyeli nabo sibona benganqotshwa abazalwane bephunyeleliswa nguThixo ngoba unguThixo ophumelelisayo malibonke igama lenkosi zonke izinto esibambene nazo nesifeyisana nazo kweli xesha abazalwane amen masimazi uThixo unguThixo khona unguThixo nako unguThixo omamelayo malibonke igama lenkosi uyalibona ihlazo lethu uyazibona iintlungu zethu malibonke igama lenkosi ayikho enye indawo thina esinokubalekela kuyo simele sibalekele kwisandla esithengqi malibonke igama lenkosi uthi umhlabelelo uyabathwala uyabathwala bakhe futhi uyabahola endleleni nawe mphulaphula wasekhaya ndiyathanda ukuxelela namhlanje ukuthi uThixo angakuhola kuloo ndawo okuyo akuphumelelise akubeke endaweni ethe dudu sebekuhlekisa sebehlekisile abantu sebethethe izinto ngawe endleleni kwathiwa lona unguhlulekileyo kodwa uThixo avele ngoba uyabalinda abantu bathethe abantu bagqibe malibonke igama lenkosi bathi bafike endaweni apho bethi bawinile khona malibonke igama lenkosi avele uThixo emva koko malibonke igama lenkosi ezama ukuyodanisa intshaba zabantu bakhe ngoba abazalwane xa thina sihlutshwa uThixo wethu esimkhonzayo uma ngenyama phulaphula wasekhaya namhlanje sikhona sikule ndanga uThixo anincede baphulaphuli kwinto zonke enibambene nazo kwimeko enikhawulelana nazo khona uYesu bazalwane ungumhlobo ongenanjaphi sikhona uYesu ungumhlobo ongaphelelwa ithi iBhayibhile akalali akawuzeli umgcini kaIsrayeli ubheke bonke abantu abasondela kubo abanhliziyo zityekayo ebibwini malibonke igama lenkosi mphulaphuli ungazibulali ngenxa yesimo obambene nazo nangenxa yezinto odibana nazo apha endleleni malibonke khabalisi singakususi kuThixo malibonke khabalisi singavumi ukususwa kumqalisekisi nomgqibeleliso wokholo lwethu uYesu lo bazalwane uYesu wamakhosi imbangi yokudloka obume oyekhona endulo umhlaba ungekho okhona namhlanje kuzoze kube phakade uThixo esekhona malibonke khabalisi Nkosi awu amen kuyenzeka alinde abheke uducinga into bana inoba ubhekwanga kanti malibonke khabalenkosi Nkosi usafuna bahleke ukuze mzalwane uthi mangaba sebehleke bagqiba avele ngoba ungumavela mphulaphuli naku simbona evela kubantwana bakwa Israel malibonke khabalenkosi efulfilla ipromise ngoba ungumfulfilli wepromises bazalwane izwi lakhe aliweli phansi libuye lingawunyaka mesanga umhlaba malibonke khabalenkosi konke esethembise ngako uzakwenza mphulaphulo sekhaya nawe ngiyathanda namhlanje ukuzocebisa ukuthi kwisimo obambene naso ayikho enye into onokuphumelela ngayikho enye indlela ayikho enye inqaba onongena kuyo ngaphandle kuba uzimele kule nqaba enguYesu athi umhlabelelo Yesu ndifihle nqaba yam sendiza kuwe msizi wami khona uYesu namhlanje mphulaphuli wasekhaya ethi iBhayibhile phakuyitshilelo ndime emnyango ndiyanqonqoza bubani uyaliva izwi nenok yam angaluvula ucango ndingene athi ndizawudlana lomntu nalomntu adle nam malibonke khabalenkosi atendaweni nawudla alibonke khabalenkosi ipoison uthi zinganenzakalisi uthi ninyathele onomadudwane nilunywe zinyoka ezinobuhlungu kodwa ndawuhlala njenguThixo ebomini benu bazalwane baphulaphuli bale radio Thixo nisikelele Thixo niphathe kakuhle niyathandwa nina ningabe inhliziyo kaThixo niyanekekelwa alikho elinye icebo ayikho enye into ngaphandle koba seyame ngayo uJehova mphulaphulo wasekhaya uThixo osikhathalele ongadinwa akadinwa ngumuntu yonke eminye imihlobo iyadinwa kodwa nomhlobo nguYesu nguye namhlanje nguye naphakade mphulaphulo wasekhaya ndibulela lelixesha lokudibana nawe sisherishe lo myalezo ukuphila kwenkosi malibonke igama lenkosi athamaye amaRoma alibonke igama lenkosi okholwa ayo ngenhliziyo avume ngomlomo malibonke igama lenkosi ubuYesu lona wavuswa kwelabafileyo uyasindiswa nawe mphulaphulo wasekhaya anthanda ukuthi ndingakuvulele lithuba ngoba elithuba malibonke igama lenkosi liza uhamba lihambe liphele xa lisavulwa mphulaphulo wasekhaya liappreciate lisondelele wena ukuze uncedakale malibonke igama lenkosi kuthiwe xa kuthiwa khona umfundisi owashumayela ekuthiwa nguGwengu malibonke igama lenkosi umfana waseMontfrere ohlale Atlantis owashumayela malibonke igama lenkosi wathi kwingxaki endikuyo khona umuntu onondinceda ungancedakala nawe mphulaphulo wasekhaya ungalahli ithemba khona uYesu khona namhlanje khona for wena mphulaphulo wasekhaya akekho for omnye umuntu kodwa ukhona for wena oyivayo le message njenganamhlanje malibonke khabalenkosi khona uYesu ongakunceda alibonke khabalenkosi azulumbele zonke ingxaki obambene nazo azimahluli mzalwane zingakwehlula wena zingayihlula ifamily yakho zingamahlula umyeni okanye inkosikazi nabantwana kodwa uYesu malibonke khabalenkosi azimehlula ingxaki zethu ukhona abazalwane ukuze sincedakale ngaphandle kwakhe thina silutho emhlabeni yathanda ukucelela mphula phule wasekhanda izokucebisa malibonke igama uYesu linene akafosi imuntu akekho umuntu athiza ngenkani akaqweqwedisa uYesu malibonke igama lenkosi kodwa into endiyaziyo ngaye alibonke igama lenkosi unama rewards bazalwane ama rewards wakhe mahle ethi iBhayibhile masiziqwebeleni obutyebi emazulwini apho amanundu engonakalisi khona phulaphulo wasekhaya ngasike kulondawo kuyo uyive lento uYesu
khona uyaphila angakuphilela nawe namhlanje ubomi bakho bungajintsha le meko obambene nayo ingaguquka ngaphandle koYesu awulutho mphulaphule ngaphandle koYesu kuyasokoleka kodwa xa unoYesu zonke izinto amen nekubonakala ngathi ziyasokolisa kodwa xa unoYesu ubonakala mzalwane zisenzeka unguThixo ke unguThixo ngasibaleli matyala akana problem nokuthi wamenzela zintono zenzile ezincamnye nomthetho wakhe kodwa uYesu uvula izandla mzalwane uvula izandla ekuthi iBhayibheli xa ithetha kwizithilelo wabonakala eyimvu exheliwe malibonke igama lenkosi exhelelwa wena mphulaphuli wasekhaya ukuze wena ungene ezulwini khumbula mphulaphuli uYesu yena uzawungena futhi ungenile malibonke igama lenkosi akalahlekelwanga ukuthi wena ungangeni kodwa abazalwane ukumkhonza uThixo kufuneka icace kakuhle ukuthi kukuzicengela malibonke igama lenkosi sithe sizicengela kuye ukuze thina singangeni esokweni ndiyathanda ke baphulaphuli thina ithanda kakhulu ngothando lwenkosi Thixo ova izikhungu Thixo obona apho singaboni khona anisikelele aniphathe ngenceba siphinde baphulaphuli sidibane kwixesha elizayo senga uThixo woxolo osikelelayo ibandla lakhe iphathe ngenceba nani anisikelele kuYesu inkosi amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.